Now, on the line, I have Dr. Tara Dirrell-Jen and PhD candidate Annie Regan. And they're going to be talking to me about this weekend's Soapbox Science Dublin 2020 and their wish to encourage more young females to take an interest in STEM subjects. Good morning, Dr. Dirrell-Jen and Annie Regan.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely delighted. If I could start with yourself, Dr. Dirrell-Jen, maybe you could explain to us what is Soapbox Science 2020?
Well, before I talk about the Dublin event, just Soapbox Science in general, it's a global public outreach platform for promoting women scientists and the science they do. So it was founded back in 2011, actually, by two women in science, Dr. Natalie Petarelli and Dr. Sarian Summer. And basically their idea and their whole motivation was to transform public areas into an arena for public learning and scientific debate. So kind of following the format of London Hyde Park Speaker Corner. So the idea is that we want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to enjoy and learn from and question and interact and be inspired by some of the leading women scientists. So we have an event coming up tomorrow. It's a live event. We're going to be streaming it. Usually Soapbox Science is out on the streets. So some of your listeners might have come across this last year. I think it was on South King Street, where there are women scientists up on platforms, so soapboxes, so to speak, talking about their research, trying to inspire the next generation of scientists.
I have to say, I think it's a brilliant idea, absolutely brilliant idea. It's bringing it out into the street, into the public, so people can hop in and out as they wish.
Exactly. And we really tried our best this year. Unfortunately, because of the global pandemic that everyone is aware of, we weren't able to bring it to the streets of Dublin this year. But like I said, we're bringing it virtually. We're going to stream it onto our Soapbox Science Dublin Facebook page, as well as our Soapbox Science Dublin YouTube channel. So it's going to be streamed live tomorrow, so that's Saturday, from 2 to 6 p.m. And you can dip in and out as you please. And you'll get a chance to listen to and interact with 12 women scientists that are currently doing their research in Dublin. So they represent a few institutions in Dublin. So some of them are from Trinity College Dublin, some of them are from University College Dublin, and some of them are from RCSI. And they actually, we're covering a full spectrum of people from their academic career path. So we've got PhD students like Annie here with us today, and we've also got professors.
Well, that neatly leads me into Annie, who will be, you will be doing one of the talks tomorrow.
Yes, correct, Michael. So I am a first PhD candidate in Trinity, and I've kind of always been passionate about science outreach, so really excited to be involved with the talks tomorrow. I'm giving a talk on my research in the field of material science, and I'm going to tell the public about how T-TELs and nanomagnets are related by that field.
And would we be jumping the gun if you maybe give us an idea of what that is, how that works?
Yeah, absolutely. So I can give you a little teaser for tomorrow, I guess. Material science in general is kind of a collaborative field between physics and chemistry. And I kind of want to get across in my talk tomorrow that material science doesn't live in the lab, even though it kind of sounds far removed from everyday life. It's very pertinent to us all. Every single object around us, you know, kind of had material science in the motivation behind its creation, whether or not its inventors realized it at the time or not. And I kind of want to get that across, that it's just related to everything we come across in everyday life.
And what I'd like to ask, and either one of you can answer this, whichever would like to, is how do we encourage more young ladies, or more young females, to get involved in STEM subjects?
I might jump in there, Annie.
Yeah, we're
going ahead, Annie. Michael, we're both eager to get in there to say what. Okay, I'll go first, and then Annie can go next if that's okay. But one of the ways is exactly what we're trying to do here now with the Soapbox Science Dublin event that's taking place tomorrow, is by engaging the general public with scientists. So the general public, let's say, I know what a scientist is because I'm a scientist and I'm surrounded by scientists every day. But as a general public member, you might not have never, ever come across a scientist before. And by showcasing the work of female scientists, this is hopefully going to help break down the stereotypes around who a scientist is and what a scientist looks like, in order to hopefully engage more people to engage with science generally. Because, you know, if your listeners were to think for a second, you know, when you think of a scientist, what's the first image that pops into your head? You know, for me, even though I'm a scientist, I think the first image that pops into my head is maybe Einstein. So this is a man with a beard, crazy-looking man with a beard. So it's these kind of stereotypes, I think, that are one of many reasons which might be limiting and preventing more young females getting into STEM subjects.
I have to say, the one that sticks out in my mind when you say that is Beaker from Sesame Street. Or from the Muppets, I should say, to Sesame Street, the Muppets. That's the one that sticks out in my mind. But what I was going to say is that I get the feeling a lot of young people don't realise that science is all around us. It's in everyday things. You know, in cooking, it's science that's is what's happening there. Chemical reactions and, you know, using heat and that. It's all science.
Exactly, Michael. And this is why tomorrow, if your listeners get a chance to tune in, it'll give a great flavour as to how, like you said, science is all around us. And we've got 12 wonderful speakers tomorrow, including Annie, which will they'll really convey this complicated research they're doing in a way that we can all understand, and we can all kind of get a chance to see how this maths that maybe we're learning in secondary school or the science subjects we're doing, how they might be applied into the world around us.
Annie, you're doing your PhD candidacy at the moment.
Yes, correct.
What got you involved? And what would you say, or what would you think, how we would get more young people involved in it?
Well, I think, like Tara said, outreach events like these are really important in getting rid of that stereotype of scientists only being, you know, older gents in lab coats with crazy white hair. You know, from an early age, I had a great support network of, you know, my secondary school science teachers were very encouraging and saw that I had an interest in science, and they really helped foster that. And then, you know, as soon as I went to college, I got involved with Science Gallery Dublin. And worked on the floor there where I got to talk to the general public about science every day. And I think those connections with the public are really important, taking scientists out of the lab, showing that science is just as accessible as any other career path, and that, you know, it's no longer that stereotype that only the crazily intelligent people can get into. It's just as accessible as any other career.
You know, at the moment, there's a lot of talk, you know, whether it be in politics or other things, about quotas and so forth. I personally feel that that actually is setting back females getting into politics and things like science. I think there's more of a need for this type of thing, for the soapbox science, for getting out there, getting out into schools, get talking to young people, and then maybe even encouraging them with scholarships and a bit of funding to keep them going and get them interested in it. Would I be correct in that? We'll go with Dr. Dirilgen.
Thanks very much, Michael. Yes, I agree with most of what you're saying. I'm not too sure about quotas and stuff like that myself just yet. I think they do have a benefit. They're really just a starting point. Mm-hmm. I do know that sometimes they can be counterproductive as well. But in terms of inspiring the younger generation of females getting into STEM subjects, I think that also centres around issues of our Irish education system or the education system around the world. For example, there's a great associate professor in the School of Mathematics and Statistics in UCD. She's an academic and she's also a science communicator. Her name is A.V. Nisulavon. I don't know if you've heard of her before. But she does some great research investigating issues in mathematics education. For example, so she would be a great person to talk to kind of get a better sense of how best to maybe go about, apart from this wonderful outreach that we're doing, how we might encourage younger females to get into STEM subjects.
Well, with a name like Sullivan, you'd expect her to be good at it, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
And I'll put this one to you, Annie. You know, what supports and what got you involved in what you're doing?
Well, again, I really have to relate it back to my secondary school teachers. I kind of ended up doing all the sciences in school because I wanted to be a vet to start off with. But when my teachers saw that, you know, I had an interest in it, they encouraged me to take part in science competitions like the BT Young Scientist or SciFest, and those experiences really, you know, helped me find my passion and, you know, presented science to me as an accessible career path, something that, you know, had the supports there to get into. I had the right people there to ask the questions to that I needed, you know, what course should I do to get into this career, where should I go, and that, you know, those supports in general were just great to get me going from the start. So I think it does start very early on. You know, your secondary school teachers, they definitely need to be kept informed of different supports there that are available in the Irish education system to point students in the direction of.
And would you agree, and it was something that Dr. Dirilgen, I'm a dyslexic and I find Dirilgen difficult to say, to be honest. But so I forgive me if I pronounce it incorrectly. But Annie, would you like to see more promotion of women scientists from history, like Marie Curie, people like that, them being promoted more? Right? Because as you say, the first person when we think about a scientist is Einstein or someone like that. Should we be actually promoting women more?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I mean, you know, the history books don't portray a lot of women in science, and that's because it wasn't always accessible for women to get into. So, you know, as well as getting across some of the bigger female names in the history books, getting across some of the big female names in science in the present day is also very important, like A.V. Nisulwan and all of the great speakers in Soapbox Science Tomorrow as well. You know, these female professors who've clearly found a good path to follow.
I'm taking up an awful lot of your time, so I'm going to wrap it up fairly quickly now, and I'm going to ask Dr. Dirilgen, maybe you would maybe just cover off some of the subjects that are going to be covered tomorrow, and then where people should go to listen in.
Okay, perfect. Yes, so to give you a flavour of what's coming up tomorrow, we're going to be having 12 wonderful speakers covering subject areas of chemistry, medicine, physics, molecular biology, meteorology, environmental science, computer science. And if we have time, Michael, I might even read a few teasers of title talks for tomorrow, just to see if your listeners might be interested. So one of our talks is called First Light, the First Stars in the Universe. Another one is called Could You Have Viking Vision? Or Gardens Beneath the Waves. So we have very, very interesting talks coming up tomorrow. So this is Soapbox Science Dublin, taking place live tomorrow, Saturday, the 11th of July, live stream to our Facebook page, Soapbox Science Dublin, but also to our YouTube channel, again, Soapbox Science Dublin. And if your listeners would like to find out more, they can always follow us on Twitter as well. We're actually called Soapbox Science Ireland on Twitter because there was also a Galway and Cork event. Yes, tune in anytime from 2 to 6. It's for families, all ages. It's going to be a fun event. It's going to be engaging. We're going to have a Q&A after each talk. So this is really a great opportunity to engage with a scientist and ask all those burning questions that you had.
And of course, to remind listeners, as I think you've just said, that this isn't just for young ladies. This is also for young men who want to get involved as well, if they can listen in as well.
Yep, absolutely. This is for everybody of all ages. This is for parents, adults, teenagers, children. I think everyone will learn something from tuning in tomorrow.
And even grumpy old men like me.
Exactly.
Dr. Dirilgen and Annie, many thanks for talking to us this morning, and the best of luck tomorrow, particularly yourself, Annie. I hope your talk goes really well.
Thank you very much, Michael.
All the best.
Thank you very much, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye.
So there is something to do tomorrow. Soapbox Science. Check it out on YouTube and on Facebook. It should be absolutely brilliant.